Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, boy, Wagwan.
Is today the 10th? Yes, it is. I just wrote the 10th.
And it's Wasted on Wednesday, and it's brought to you by Bellorin & Malukian LLP, one of the top law firms on the West Coast, and we sue motherfuckers on the West Coast. You get sued, and we have the best law firm backing us. Yeah. 818-218-INJURY-8. Damn. Oh. I'm not even stoned or nothing. Hike.
What's wrong with you?
Ashad, Vahe, Ani, Armin, Lily, and the girls are there to serve you. They're one of the best law firms in the West. And the good guys at Loyalty Auto Group. You see the pictures I posted. I had Audi.
Nice.
I had a convertible
you
Audi.
You did it.
Had my car right after me.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Go fancy.
Yes, Sako, Art, Hiro, Armin, the rest of the crew at Loyalty Auto Group. I'm telling you, they make dreams come true, and they can rent your car. They even got a Corvette down there with bling bling on it if you want it.
Oh, my God.
If you choose to. Check out the boys at Loyalty Auto Group. They're the best. I love them. Love our sponsors.
Or follow them on Instagram at Loyalty Auto Group. And you can see these fresh rides.
I mean, I took a picture in front of the Range Rover today.
I know.
You see
flossing.
It? Flossing. Yeah. I found out a girl liked me because she thought I had the Benz.
See? Oh, my God. Superficial.
She said to me, you got a new car?
Oh! Corny.
And then
shit.
When I told her it wasn't mine, she changed her attitude. I promised
and
her everything.
And her number. Look, blocked. You're blocked now.
Yeah, that was kind of whack. But you know who you are. I hope you're listening. So. Mm-hmm.
What's the dilly?
I got beef with you.
What happened?
You didn't want to chill on your birthday.
No, I was busy.
Oh.
But, I mean, I'm celebrating it all month long. So, you know. What's up?
Well,
you know
my
saying?
Thing is I like to sing to people on their birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Well, I was really due on, like, the 25th, so we can wait.
You didn't even pick up my call.
I did text you, but I was busy.
And I called you from the Audi.
Oh,
I was so flossy. I was
damn.
So flossy. We have a guest, Maya Perry.
Maya.
Oh, the full name, okay.
Yeah,
right?
Your government.
Blowing up her government name.
I know.
Hope they don't come out for the door, Maya.
She's a food blogger. She has one of the amazing food blogs I've ever seen from Los Angeles.
It makes me hungry every time.
I'm just amazed that this shit's in Los Angeles.
That's no, cool. Seriously, because I'm like, I've been here all the time, and these spots, or some of the spots I kind of slept on, like that soul food place on Fairfax. I was and I love the pictures.
She does it right.
She does it right.
But Maya, tell everybody about yourself.
Okay.
What up, queen?
Well, getting back to the blog, it's just an Instagram page, at Maya Eats LA. Maya, like Maya Angelou. If you don't know who Maya Angelou is, M-A-Y-A.
If they don't know who Maya Angelou, turn off. Don't even watch the
show. Yeah, exactly.
But
don't
I actually just started it like about a month ago.
No, really?
No, like 50 days ago. Literally, I know that because I've been doing a post a day just to get myself started.
It looks so professional, so well done.
With my old ass iPhone, too.
So, you're killing it, see? No.
So I'm hoping to only progress. But, you know, I just started out for fun. I have a personal Instagram, and everybody was just always commenting on the pictures. So I decided to just start my own.
That's a lot of fun. We got to get your followers up.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram again?
Maya Eats LA. M-A-Y-A Eats LA.
Like Angela.
I have a lot of various questions. You've obviously been to a lot of spots.
I have.
Has all the service been good?
Absolutely.
Is anybody you want to give a thumbs down to?
You know, because you're black.
And you're allowed to. You're allowed to because... our show gets rated, so people, you know, it's maybe you're going to help somebody.
You can curse if you like, if it helps to explain
how
good something is or how bad the service was.
So let me, like, scroll through my Instagram right now.
This is an interactive show, so you might want to go onto her Instagram page.
At
like I am
Maya
about to.
Eats LA.
I mean, honestly, all of the photos that I take, like, everything looks delicious, but not everything is, like, actually.
Okay, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. I already know one by looking at the photo. It wasn't good.
I'm like, really?
Yeah, it was the beef patty. The crust wasn't flaky, so I knew it was fugazi. Yeah,
oh, man, so I got to know that.
What's the name of that place again? Poor people.
Sorry.
Well, it's Jenga by Derek's Jamaican Cuisine. Like, they were very sweet.
I heard that that place was awful.
Oh, so the service was good?
Yeah, no, the
service was good. So it's not good Jamaican food then.
For real. Like, you need to go into there and, like, it needs to be a spot where, like, you ask for something and it's just, like, they don't have it.
Yeah, like, we want. No more beef patty. We have veggie, chicken, curry.
They got to be, like, sold out of the oxtail. Like, or, and they got to be stank. They got to have attitude.
My favorite place when you walk in, as soon as you walk in, it's like a fight. She'll be like, what y'all want?
Yeah.
Fuck you here for.
If they acknowledge
it. And I'll
be like, hi, beautiful. Like, that's a greeting. I know it's a nice greeting. She means well. Yeah. Hi, let me get the, can I get extra gravy? No, we're round out. I'm like, thank you.
And they have attitudes as soon as you walk in. Yeah. People, when you walk in, there's some in the back, be like,
yeah.
Like, we come to eat food. They'd be like, what you want, boss? you have oxtail. Bumba clot.
No.
And they just look at the back. Man want oxtail, you know. Tell him wait.
Yeah.
But we jamming. Is my spot.
Mine too is popping. What's your favorite place to go out here?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Do you have a single place?
No, I have go-tos depending on my mood.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because I just recently moved out of the valley, I'm still kind of in like valley girl mode.
Oh, yeah.
So for like Mexican, I really like, it's not like real authentic.
Salsa and beer?
Please don't say Del Taco.
I have not been to Salsa and Beer yet.
You got to do that one.
I have one friend who has been like drilling that into me, so I'm going to make that.
See
like,
what I mean?
I never heard of Salsa and Beer.
Before it opens, the line is down the block.
That's what I heard. She was like, you got to go on like an off
day. It's in the valley?
And then sit at the bar.
There is no off. I lived over there. I'm like, there is no off day. I would drive by like, I can't believe these people are out here at 2:30 waiting for it to open.
Okay.
It'd be like 60 people in line, right?
She said, like, don't even try to wait for a table. Like, if you can get in at the bar.
Just get in. Yeah, that's what we do. Do the bar.
Is that in the valley?
Mm-hmm. It's on Sherman Way in Lancashire.
I try not to. Mexican food is tricky out here because people seem to be subjective and territorial. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the one cactus down the street.
Tacos Way on Sunset is popping. Some authentic Mexican brothers in there. But it's a nice, you know.
It's right.
White location. It's right on Sunset across from like the comedy.
I'm trying to think of like Mexican food. I only go to Cactus. I keep it right
here.
Oh, Cactus.
So what I was saying, Mercado. Yeah. I like that. It's a little bougie
never
spot.
Heard of that. Mercado.
Little bougie spot in Hollywood. It feels like it's Studio City because it's like right, like all the way down Ventura, like when you're getting out of Studio City.
You're not a fan of the Valley, are
still,
you?
That's still the Valley.
Like not living out here, but like, you know, what? I still like a
talking
lot of
shit
the
about the
see,
valley.
You know what it is? We've lived in the city.
Mm-hmm.
We call it over the hill.
Yeah.
And I'm out. I'm done. I can't.
No more.
Well, I lived in Baldwin Hills. I love Baldwin Hills. Shout out to my peoples in Baldwin Hills. But I don't know. Somehow when you lived over, we call it over the hill, like anything south.
I feel like this was moving up. Not to put them down over there, but this is for me, like moving on up.
This was a good transition coming to LA as a transplant.
Look, we all have pools here.
Yeah, we do.
In the valley.
Yeah, the valley. You can get a little bourgeois out here.
Yeah.
And I tend to be like that because boys be like, hey, man, we're doing something off in Ladera. Man, I'm over here in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah.
I'm not coming.
I'm playing volleyball in my building.
Volleyball.
I'll hit you back.
That's funny. That's valley-ish, too.
Yeah. So back to you, Maya. Back to your favorite place.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So Mexican food place was...
So I like Mercado. It's kind of expensive, so I can only afford to go for the happy hour. So I haven't actually had their dinner menu.
Mm-hmm.
But I love their carnitas tacos. That's actually one of the first posts that I made on my Instagram at Maya Eats LA. And I love their margaritas. They're just really good.
Yeah.
And the service is good.
So wait till you go to Salsa and Beer. The margaritas and the chips
I'm
and
not
the
even on Salsa and Beer, and I feel bad. I'm mad.
And the price? What's the price like?
They're very cheap.
Yeah, okay.
It was very cheap.
Now, do you, when you go to places, do you comment on, like, the prices, for example?
Honestly, not that much, except like right now I'm like on a budget because my car is on its way.
So it's pretty
so
much
now I'm caring more.
It's pretty much cool if you go
care.
There. Yeah. Okay. you know you can talk to our boys at loyalty. They might be able to work something out.
No doubt.
Yeah, I
no
mean, doubt. They're good guys. This,
they'll find you a good car at a good price.
This is not a plug for them, but people always ask me why they should go to them. I said, because they're not tied to one dealership. So, example, if you want VW, say if you go to the VW lot, they're going to give you the selection they have on their lot. These dudes draw from the whole country. Mm-hmm. So they find your car in New Jersey and send it here. And if you mention us, you get your windows tinted.
Ew.
Yeah, okay. So, you know. And they're great about it. They're not here to knock you over the head. They always start at the factory invoice. That is the lowest possible price you can get for a car. And they people say, how do they make the money? They'll make their money. But it's not like they're hitting you over the head. Like dealerships, they're trying to hit you over the head. Mm-hmm. The first thing the dealer shows you is called a sticker shock. And it's the highest price they can get for your mm-hmm. price range. And mm-hmm. some people are like, that's too much. So they'll drop it $50. But they don't know they're hitching you with the highest price. Our guys are like, this is the best price we can get you.
You get fooled into thinking like, oh, he actually gave me a good price.
Yeah.
Really, they could accept
and when
it.
They made like $800 off you. And our guys are like, I've seen them talk about, man, I only made $100 off this car. But they like to make people happy. That's why they got cars coming in and out here, too. Okay, that's enough of our boys now.
Back to Maya.
Now, let's say if I'm a dater, and I like to go out for ice cream.
Ooh, you're so corny. That's cute.
What do you mean I'm corny?
I like that.
One of my favorite girlfriends I met her because I was depressed in college because I just went through a divorce.
I didn't know yard man would eat ice cream. You're I can't imagine you like licking some. Like, y'all so fucking weird and gangster.
Yeah, we have our weird mannerisms to us. You know what you mean.
You eat that shit with a spoon. Okay, go ahead.
No spoon.
No spoon, yeah, because you got to lick that.
Listen, I am a Jamaican man who's all about licking, and we've already talked about this. And I know Yardies lie about, I'm not do that thing, you know. And the more they deny it, the more they do it. Yeah. Yeah. So any Jamaican who wants to argue with me about that. But so I like ice cream because it's an emotional thing for me. And like I said, I was depressed one time. I went through a divorce. I was depressed, went back to college. And this girl I met said, you want to share ice cream cone with me? And I fell in love with her. I know.
Share. Ice cream.
First of all,
that's
weird.
Not
sharing ice cream cone.
Well, somebody to me, it was cool. I don't know.
I might give you a taste of mine.
Like, it was the most romantic day of my life.
Oh, my God. That is beautiful.
And then I lived with her for 3 years, and she said, let's get married. I said, I don't want to get... I said it wrong.
I don't want to be that romantic.
Yeah. I said, I never want to get married again. She's like, I'm out, bro.
Yeah. I mean, after 3 years.
Okay. The 3-L rule is... I told some dude yesterday, he was like, I've been with my girl for 3.5 years, and I was playing hoop, and he's like, man, she wants me to get married. I said, bro. I've been there. It's the 3 years. They're like, what's
do
the joke?
Do it or get out. You think I'm going to sit around for 5 years and then it's 7?
Oh, no. I did the 5 years. I was with somebody for 10 years.
Girl, you look 14. What you talking about?
Yeah,
no,
I'm
27. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. We were together so for 10 years. High school sweethearts.
He wasted your damn time.
Five
a decade.
In. 5 years in, he proposed to me. And then we were engaged for 5 years before I finally was just like, fuck it, and walked away.
Wow.
What'd you do with the ring?
Actually, did you chuck it at him?
I was looking at pawn shops on Yelp the other day.
You are a gangster.
No. I'm being very serious. I'm not trying to be funny.
Well, that's why they pay a pretty penny. You should be able to pawn it or sell it or something.
Wow.
Sell it in Beverly Hills so you can go get
What
more.
Is that about the delaying with the engagement and all that? Is it men are weird?
No, I always think it's called the shut up ring. It's called the shut up.
Oh, or just keep
it's
you on
enough
hold.
To, yeah, and then we'll plan the wedding. He be over there like, yeah, whatever, bitch. Yeah, but in the meantime, she's over there like, Tina, look, Greg proposed. Casey, look, and you're on Instagram and you're on Facebook,
but...
so that'll probably buy another few years, keep digging her down, and then that'll probably buy. Because if you dumb enough to wait the first 5 years. With a ring and good dick, you'll probably go another 5 years.
Wow.
By then, he finished fucking all the bitches.
And you know what the engagement ring
now
means to men. Not a damn thing. Like, when you tell your boy I'm engaged or I gave a ring, he'll be like, so you ain't married.
I never thought about that. Guys don't say to other guys, like, ooh! Like,
nah, we be
like,
oh, you ain't married, though,
you're
right?
Stupid.
You can still
you know,
go.
You know what was weird, though, is that, like, all of his friends around us, they got with their girls like after we had already been together and they got married.
Don't
they dated and got married.
That sounds like my story.
Like literally, it was like three couples. Yeah, three couples.
So you like? So, I know I'm not bugging.
So like last summer when I finally called it off,
75% of people around you are getting married. So.
I was at my best friend's wedding.
Oh God,
and,
this sounds like my story.
He was very good friends with her fiance, now husband, And like, I was just ready to like chop his dick off, like during the ceremony.
That's rough.
I was just done with him. And
Maya, yeah, Bobbitt.
Yeah, Bobbitt. It sounds like my story. I heard the same thing. Like, I'm tired of going to my girlfriend's weddings, and they're all saying, "How come you and Casey are not married yet?"
First of all, I think that's stuff that you should just not say to people. I mean, I'm learning this now. Like, 5 years ago, I might have been like, why y'all ain't married? Now I'm like, mind your business. Whatever works for you. Like, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, they've been boyfriend and girlfriend for, like, 36 years.
And they have the daughter, right?
Who's actually, no. Her father is someone else. Mm-hmm. Oh. Kurt's been looking out for her since she was, like, 2.
I didn't even know Kurt Russell's still alive. Mm-hmm. Kurt, come on the show. Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Well, he got so much paper. They be chilling.
Do we? That's old Hollywood, though.
That's old Hollywood money, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord.
Big Trouble and Little China.
Damn, I didn't know that was High School Sweethearts. That's a long-ass time. What? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm mad for you.
I don't. But at the end, like, I swear for the last, like, 2 years, I kind of realized, like, oh, I don't want to marry this
man. Yeah.
Like, I really don't.
Wow.
And I just kind of was sitting around fear.
It really was being alone.
And then, like, towards the end, he literally was, like, trying to compromise and started doing all the things that I had been wanting for years.
And it was like, it's too late.
And then he literally was like, we can just, like, go somewhere and we can get married now. And, like, honestly,
you know, I'm over it.
Yeah, yeah. And I know he really meant it. But at that point, it was just like, I'm done. Like, this is over with.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Once a woman is over it,
yeah,
that's what's funny. Like, she could be sweating the shit out of you.
Yeah, once that switch turn off,
it's
no.
Yeah, and it's like a switch. You wake up one day like, I've been playing myself, I'm done.
And
yeah,
it's a shame that, man, or we take some more good dick and then you'd be
like,
out.
Yeah. And I feel crazy because at one point I was kind of convincing myself, like, marriage isn't that important to me, or like, ooh, I don't care about it. And I would get super,
that's what
defensive
we want to hear
when people, yeah, when people,
yeah,
would
but
be
when
like,
you see it in a movie, you be,
yeah,
over there like,
exactly.
I wish that happened to me.
Feelings. Yeah,
yeah, like someone gets proposed to in like,
damn,
in Paris, you're like,
yeah. And then I also realized that I do want to get married, but it wasn't him. So it was just, whoa, like, I was putting all this on him, and it was just like,
I don't,
you're not
even
a person
that
I want to do
he
this.
He would have asked you, and you would have been like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to ask.
Wow. What? So when you guys, I don't, this is going to be a weirdest question. So when you guys, what was the place I'm going to go eat there? Was there like somewhere I need to go eat?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
when you were like, I'm done, was there something like, for me, if I break up a babe, I am going to.
Oh, like to find comfort food?
Yeah,
like, where
comfort
do you
food. I'm
go
gonna go
for
some chicken and waffles.
Food.
I'm getting chicken
not
and waffles.
Not at Roscoe's. You're not a Roscoe's person, are you? That shit is whack.
No, I don't.
What's wrong with Roscoe's?
Oh, wait. I don't even wanna, like, you know, I don't like promoting shit, but there's a place in the Valley. Have you tried 24 Chicken?
No.
It's a Dallas chain. I just went in there. I brought the menu. I'll show it to you. They got chicken and waffles.
I have so many
questions.
We're going this
waffles
argument.
Waffles and eggs with, like, topped with chicken tenders. So I
so
went in there.
Some good pictures.
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Went in there the other day. You know, it's on Laurel Canyon in Ventura. So when I went in there the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Where that Trader Joe is. It used to be, oh, by CBS Rafford. They put a Medicino Farms where the McDonald's was. And
oh,
I don't know
job
where that is exactly now.
Yeah, so I don't know what's gone from that corner, but that corner store.
Isn't it like a Trader's over there?
Yeah. I know exactly.
I always get ran over there all the
so
time by
Priuses.
I went near the bagel spot near there. Too.
Yeah, right next door to the bagel spot. So I was asking him, like, I know this might be a dumb question, but are you 24 hours? Because it says 24 chicken. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, like, that's like the spice, the amount of spices that
that's
they put
sneaky
in it or whatever. And I said, is this a franchise? She said, actually, we're from Dallas.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, this might be some good comfort black legit seasoning taste, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it was gentrified up in there. Mm. But I saw
Studio
one brother.
City, yeah.
But yeah, I was like, it looked
gentrified
good.
Cooking or work or yeah, just eating?
Because I'm kind of racist when it comes to my food.
Chicken. Are you racist when it comes
soul
to
soul food restaurant? Yeah. I would like black people in there.
Yeah, I feel it.
I don't want to see Mexicans in the back of a Jamaican restaurant.
Hell no!
I don't want Mexicans
I got
making
you
my pizza.
Listen,
I just like
don't you dare,
there's,
Maya.
There's a Jamaican restaurant in Studio City, and I
don't
saw some
you
Asian
even
people
say,
there,
yes,
and
girl.
I was just like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
That's what I be. It's called. We not even gonna blow that place up.
Are you serious?
It's a future tense of sitting down.
Oh, I know what it is. It's something sit down.
Sat down, yeah. It is so, that's the same
I heard
thing.
That's good.
It was nasty as fuck. Let me tell you, this is how I know a good meal. Not so much by the flavor, but what's the warming up capability. So I ordered the oxtails, but it was too much. So I eat some the next day. And when I went to open it, first of all, the oil was orange now. You know, when it solidified, it was orange. So I was like, I've been eating Caribbean food my whole life. Like, I ain't never seen the oil. It turned yellowish white or something, orange. So I was like, ew, they're using some substandard bullshit. And then, I didn't like the Asian lady taking my order, and I'm discussing my level of spiciness with her. I mean, she's got different spices.
Oh, my God.
It's weird. So it's literally, I was with my homeboys. I literally was like, you know what? And I don't miss a free meal. I had to throw in the towel. I was like, I don't even want the free meal. And they was like, that's how nasty it is. That's how nasty it is. I don't even want a free meal.
From a Trinidadian friend that place was good. But he's Trini. Trini's a little different.
And these guys that I was with, so I it was so nasty, I ended up leaving because I was like, I'm not going to sit and watch y'all eat. So the next day, they hit me like, yo, we're so mad. All the food was nasty.
And it's expensive,
and then, too. And then they went to We Jammin'.
And they were like, this is it.
They was like, this is it. So I'm like, We Jammin' is
the spot. To test Jamaican food, you have to try oxtail and the beef patties. That simple.
Yeah. Yes. Her beef patties was nasty as fuck. I don't know what company she was using. It was not flaky. It tasted like
Golden Crust is the safest bet.
It was nasty.
Do you know they sell Golden Crust beef patties at the 99-cent store over here?
Yes. When I first moved here.
You can microwave them and it's perfect.
Girl, let me tell you, I would go to the supermarket and get some mozzarella cheese, you know, because the Italian pizza shops cut it open and put mozzarella cheese in there. And I was making an Italian beef patty with cheese. Yeah. Yes.
My mom buys every Golden Crust beef patty in the 99-cent store. When she gets there, they'll be like, we got some more in the back, Miss Gail.
Yeah, I think she buys them on Tuesday.
And then she gives them out to like, kiss him, it's in your care box, you know.
My mom is going to send me out. Like,
no. Okay.
Sorry, we got lost.
I'm hungry now.
I'm starving. So, let's go eat.
God, let's talk about Meatless Monday.
Okay.
I saw something. I saw something. I don't know what it was. It was is this meat? And it was like, what is it? Is
this Beyond meat?
No, she did some meatless money. I want to know what was it. Is it tofu?
Okay, actually, I do try to avoid tofu, and I didn't realize this was, but it was really, really good. Yeah, exactly. These drumsticks from Vegan Glory in West Hollywood. They were really good.
This drumstick is vegan?
Yeah.
Girl, first of all, do you do photography?
No.
Yeah, her pictures are right on point.
I think you should look into. Maybe your calling is also doing.
Yeah, because you sell it. Only thing is that beef patty I knew. Like,
No, it's very difficult. I have a friend that's an international chef, and I was like, what is the key to taking pictures of food? Because I was like, my friend, one time she made steak, and I'm not kidding. I thought it was a picture of a herpied pussy.
Oh, God.
That's how bad the picture
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I was like, is that a pussy? And I was like, steak?
And you wouldn't eat it. She's like, come over and eat
this. Yo, I was like, yo, her shit looked nasty. And he was like, you can't take pictures like with the flash. You got to use like natural lighting and stuff like that.
Yeah, you really need sun.
So a lot of that time, it makes the food.
And the sun can't be behind. It needs to be like directly like on it. Like,
yeah like, that look actually looks captured, good though.
Like the dipping sauces and the garnish. Like, girl. Yeah. You should look into that. Thank me later, all right? I want 5%.
It's something that's fun for right now, but I have a friend who is, like, very business-minded, and she's, like, constantly sending me, like, here's how you get more followers. They're like, oh, Maya Eats LA needs to go here. He needs to. And I'm just like, chill. I'm having fun right now.
So. Girl, monetize it. What's the point? Hey, I mean, I know you're too young to know Big Daddy Kane is, but I live by in the 80s. Ain't no half stepping. If you're going to do it, go hard or go home. I mean,
That's true.
Hey, you shouldn't do nothing on social media for a hobby. Not when a little 10-year-old kid got like fucking 15 million for reviewing toys.
What? Caller, call back. Someone just back in, but I didn't interrupt what was going on. Call back, caller.
I'm sorry. Look, I just took over her phone because I'm
crazy because when she posts something, I'm like, wait a minute.
Meatless Mondays, I just went to Crossroads. That's also in West Hollywood.
I heard about that, but wait, I want to ask you a question. So the other day on Facebook, there was a guy that owns an ice cream place here, and he has a sign in his window that says, Instagram followers pay double. because people come in there and they go, hey, my name is Maya. I'm a food blogger. Can I get this meal for free?
That's going to be a question of mine, too.
Yeah. So he said he's charged because he's like, bitch, Bill Murray and shit come here. Like, who is you?
Right.
But do you talk to them and get free food? No, do they know they're on Instagram?
Definitely not from my Instagram, because my Instagram is still very new and I have a very small following. But I am a part of Yelp Elite.
Come on, this picture, right, girl? Calling? Okay,
We have a caller. Hold on.
Is it a burger? I'm hungry.
Hello, caller. State your name.
Bad man of state. But
anyway. Oh my God, he sounds like my guy.
What's going on? He said bad man of state.
Yo.
Yeah, what? Well, tell me something.
Yo. You owe me a bucket of chicken, yo.
Owe you a bucket of chicken? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Gibson, you and Beep was playing football in the crib.
You and Beep?
Y'all knocked over the stove.
Ah!
And then put my chicken on this floor. So, yo, you owe me a bucket of chicken, KFC. Original fries.
Does somebody just call in with a petty beef? I love it.
Yes.
We should do that once a month.
Okay,
yo,
thank you, caller.
You owe me a bucket
thank
of
you.
Chicken.
Thank you, caller.
Is it family size? Let's talk
As
about the
As someone went to college with me.
Was there biscuits and jelly? We got to get
It was from
man
a place
KFC.
Called Miller's Chicken. It's a very good chicken. So my boy and I started to play football in the living room.
Badman chicken.
Oh, and I grabbed my boy by his legs, and he was about to fall on his face, so he grabbed the stove. And I pulled him anyway. We pulled the stove out of the wall.
Oh, my God.
And
goodness.
It was a full bucket of chicken on the wall, and that guy did not forgive me.
Still.
So someone's going to call in every show and tell stories about me and embarrass me. Just know that. So you just called and said, I owe him a bucket of chicken. And this
that
is from
an anonymous Badman.
Badman don't state name.
Love it.
That's from 1997. Yes.
I'd be mad too, though.
Yeah, but I was turned up in college. I had no boundaries. Yeah, and Miller's Chicken is a very good chicken. I don't even like the gizzards and that stuff. Cool. They did a good job frying gizzards. If you don't like gizzards, huh?
You Jamaicans eat anything.
I've had fried chicken liver. Is that similar?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I liked it.
I love it. Ugh. And they didn't even do the chicken hearts, which is very chewy. I know. She's like, pass.
I'll take a leg or a wing, please. Thank
now,
you.
Now, chicken is difficult to grade.
No, it's not. I mean, you have to have certain expectations. Like, there's definitely...
It's a bad Mando state name. I'm sorry.
I'm still laughing at that. I love it.
I'm sorry.
It's like I have different standards for like if I know I'm going into like a soul food place versus like a Korean place, because like Korean fried chicken out here is like pretty good.
That's I want to try that. I just
that
found
was?
Out that they're in the
was
fried
that picture
chicken.
Was?
The one that she was just scrolling at.
Now,
yeah.
When you go places, do you have an idea what you want, or are you like? You just look at the menu like, I'm going to try this.
Okay, so, damn, like, you guys keep, like, putting me on different topics. I keep trying to start stuff.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's
I'm sorry.
How Caribbean people talk. Like,
I'm sorry.
You got to keep out. You need a notepad.
So,
go back to the chicken. I'm sorry.
Because now I'm on this.
Okay.
So, before, it was, like, mostly me just being, like, real heavy on Yelp and, like, seeing things and, like, bookmarking it because it just sounded really good. Or, like, word of mouth, like, people from here telling me, like, what to check out. And then a couple of months ago, I went to a Yelp event because I'm a part of Yelp Elite.
Mm-hmm.
And they were promoting this app called Off the Menu.
Oh, okay.
Off the Menu, apparently it's been around for like a couple
I'm
of years.
I'm following them because I found that on your page.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
So here's the deal. $20 a month, you get one free item off of restaurants around the city.
Cut it out.
Every
wow.
day.
Wow.
Every day. And
that's
They curate a new list every Sunday. So it'll be 7 restaurants, and you can get something from each of the 7 restaurants once a day for the week.
What?
And then it just renews. $20 a month. $20.
Oh, I'm on it.
$20
that.
A month. But listen, with my code, Maya, M-A-Y-A,
yes.
The first month is only $10.
Wicked.
And listen, you make that $10 back legit with like the first thing that you
Of course
to.
You do.
So it's just like, I mean, last week was like, and sometimes they do themes and sometimes it's just like random stuff. Like this week is like pretty random, but like last week it was fried chicken.
Because
fried chicken Jesus. Day, National Fried Chicken Day was on Saturday. So I went to places like all over the city. I'm trying to think of Like, I had a fried chicken sandwich, a donut slider, actually.
I saw that picture, and I was like, I didn't even know they had
like
shit
like
this in L.A.
Like a glazed donut, like they cut it in half and was, put some chicken in it?
Listen, yeah, and it was for free with off the menu.
Oh, my God.
So if it's like, nasty, you're like, well, I didn't pay for it.
Exactly, or it's just like, you know, you make your money back with, like, one meal. So it's just like, sometimes it's like full meals, and then other times, like, you get some restaurants that don't really know, like, this is not how you get customers, where, like, they'll give you, like, one taco or something like that. But, like, the other places that know what they're doing, they give you, like, the full deal. Like, I got a fried chicken salad from Jesse Boy. That's on Santa Monica. They're really good. I got a real pretty chicken and waffles photo on my Eats LA.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's Dina's Fried Chicken, and I think it was Glendale. Or was it Pasadena? So it's like you got to be willing to drive around a bit.
Oh, that's the thing.
Even if you only pick one place a week, like if you just decide, like, out of all seven things, like, I'm going to go to one place for, you know, the week.
Yeah.
That's still, like free, like, four free meals for, like, a month.
Yeah.
Like, essentially, it's, like, $20. Like, out here, you can easily spend, like, $30, $40 just
on yourself.
So
you do this to eat because it's expensive out here. I'm feeling you, girl.
Like, honestly, like, it's a way, because I still feel like I'm sort of a newbie out here. Like, I've been here for just over 2 years.
Yeah.
And it really still, it gets me out of my, it gets me out of my shell going to neighborhoods I wouldn't normally have gone
to. See, that's the problem with L people. We can be territorial and get stuck in the same shit.
Everybody wants to stay. And I think that's why their price hasn't really increased.
Yeah.
I don't know how well they're doing, but it's just like I feel like there's a lot of people who don't really see the appeal of going all over the city.
I think that's awesome.
Now you make a whole deal out of going to eat.
Exactly.
Now it's something to do.
And what bothers me are my friends when they come to visit me in LA, like, where should we go eat? And I'll just be like, I don't know. Let's just
me
go.
Me too. There's just so
I've
many
I've taken
places.
So many people to Roscoe's.
Oh, come on. You got to do better.
I know. I'm like,
I'm sorry.
What about the Blue Jam Cafe? Have you done the Blue Jam?
Yes, I have.
Oh, girl.
Yes, never even done it.
Blue Jam is in Sherman Oaks.
There's one in Sherman Oaks. There's one in Hollywood. They're all over.
They're all over now. There's one downtown.
You guys can diss me. I need to be dissed.
Put that on your list.
Have you been to Nas's restaurant? He's got chicken and waffles
spot in Hollywood.
I was supposed
to go there the other day.
No, I haven't.
I first went to it in Brooklyn when I was still living
on
the East
Coast. And I heard he got vegan options, too. So I was
sure he does.
He seemed like he would.
So you went both.
I heard Shaq's place is not good.
Oh, my
really?
God.
I haven't been there.
Well,
downtown,
I heard the
right?
mac and cheese was horrible.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it's supposed to be his mom's recipes.
Oh.
See, that's what's disturbing to everybody.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Because it's not baked. It's like Kraft. Yeah.
So it's like that soupy stuff. I can't do
that. I don't want to believe it.
Did it say baked? Because I learned this the other night. I went to Bubba Gump Shrimp, whatever that shit is at Universal. And we had the shrimp mac and cheese. And it was watery.
Mm-mm.
And I asked to return it,
trash,
as black people do, and take it off my check. I ain't paying for that. and then the guy was like, that's some nasty baked macaroni. And I was like, let me go legally for a minute. And I read the thing, and I was like, nowhere does it say it's baked.
Yeah, so you got to
so when
look
it's baked,
that.
That's when it's like, you know, the cheese melts in it. This is watery stove
top. Yeah, I can't
eat
just anybody's mac and cheese. Definitely not.
No.
I know a place that's good. It's called Jonah and Fourth. Or Jonah Fifth.
I've heard of that place.
I've heard
Jonah
of that.
Four.
I haven't been there.
It's good. Really
they got
good
mac and cheese.
Yes.
The Federal Bar is good too. They got
over
bar
here
mac and cheese.
In North Hollywood,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, they got good food.
Damn, I need to get out.
Good burgers. I really like.
Well,
because
I live around there, so.
Yeah, I'm bad. I don't know my dates. I'd be like, let's go to Taco Bell and some Burger King.
No, and that's what she's saying. You have to break out that norm. And sometimes my taste buds get bored. You ever eat something like? Sometimes I think I don't like food anymore, and then I taste something and be like, "Oh, this is delicious."
I don't like food anymore.
No, because you know you eat the same stuff. So sometimes I just eat food to satiate myself, but it doesn't taste good.
I've never used that word in my life, by the way.
The funny thing is my friend used it the other day at a restaurant and the millennial didn't know what he meant, and I was like, fucking millennials. Like, it was hilarious. And he was like, what? And he was like, satisfy myself.
Okay.
I was like, oh my God, I like that word.
I'm gonna use it now though.
Yeah,
I'm gonna use it. This was like you didn't satiate me.
This is very satiating. Oh yeah, you did not satiate me. This filet mignon has not satiated my taste buds. Send it back.
Federal, huh?
Yeah.
I just know that as a bar people go to.
No, they got bomb ass food back there.
They do.
Have you ever tried any English food? Like,
okay, see, I don't think that there's like any appeal to that. If it's not like fish and chips, like I don't really want that. I just
they have like you can get bland. Like a it's not seasoning. Yeah,
no offense.
You're gonna have to like bangers and mash and. That didn't sound right to you, huh?
No.
I need texture, different meats.
Some colors, yeah.
Yeah, colors.
Pastas.
Pastas.
Yeah, I'm a very pasta-y person. Carbs. Like, but then I stay local. I go to the place down the street here, Pizza Point. Voted the best pizza place in LA.
Oh, I did. No, I was about to say, someone just told me about that the other day. Pizza Point? Okay.
I didn't see much pizza on there. Did I see pizza on there? You don't like pizza?
I've never been there.
My pan broke.
I don't trust pizza places out here.
It's an East Coast thing.
Mama's and Papa's is all right. And,
the big ass box place?
The big ass box place. That's how I always describe it. Because I literally
see it around
saw
here. People
a
get
group
the big ass box.
It's like
pizza.
72 inches pizza.
But they get real exotic with that.
Pizza.
I'm all for this coupon, whatever, where we can get $20.
You like coupons?
Now, this is what I want to ask. Do they have select stuff for that? Like, for example, you say you pay $20 and you get
the free meal.
Yeah. You can get anything or there's some certain things?
There's specific things. And it's usually like, because it's called off the menu, the restaurants that are featured that week usually will give you something that's like off the menu. So it's not typically something that they sell. So sometimes they'll either push like their specialty, like what they're known
off,
for.
Their menu.
Yeah.
It's off. The
yeah.
Menu.
Oh, yeah. I see how that could work either way.
Yeah. I'm like one of those semantics people. People think I'm slow sometimes.
wait, I really want to shout out this one place. On
shout them out.
The name. Not like they need any more.
See, I can't get
and they better start paying you, my sister. I know you're doing it for fun, but
listen,
get that money, okay? Because this is big
Dave's
promotion.
Dave's Hot Chicken on Western.
But I'm writing this down. Like, who's chicken?
Dave's Hot Chicken. There's a lot of really good like chicken.
Okay, what about Gus's Chicken on Crenshaw and Pico?
Okay, I have.
I mean, white
that.
People told me it was good, but I don't trust.
I had it on Pico, and I had it in Burbank. There's a difference. Pico was better.
No, I met the chef at a chicken in Roscoe's on Manchester, and he told me that they use different seasonings for the different locations.
You talking about Roscoe's
on
or
Sunset?
Gus?
Yeah,
isn't
no,
there one
that's,
passes
that's
the
why
city?
They taste different.
Oh, okay.
So because look, the one on Pico was more flavorful, and then Burbank was less.
Yeah.
So he said the one on Sunset. He was like, if your black folk come to town, bring them to the hood ones, the hood Roscoe's. He said
Pico.
The one on
so
Sunset, they kind of lighten up the seasonings a little bit
because it's very popular.
They don't like white people don't like salt.
I'm slow. Someone's asking me, what's the code again?
To what?
For
2320.
No, to get the food, the $20 thing.
Oh, Maya.
Yeah.
Maya. You am slow. You am slow. I'm slow too because that is
why
my
are you
proper
asking
English.
Her? I'm the one talking
about. Right?
Well, I'm trying to be interactive,
He's wasted.
This is what I go through all the time. That's okay. That's okay. I'm used to this abuse.
Month. He's wasted. That's cool.
You didn't tell us you wanted something to drink, Mom.
Oh, I'm hungry.
You didn't tell us.
I know.
You were scared to, huh?
I got my little Starbucks. So. No, I was not. Okay. Like,
she's detoxing.
I was a little nervous,
she probably was drunk. She had a hangover. Now she's detoxing. That's what the water's
I need more water right now. Mm-hmm.
Do you?
My life, yeah.
Mm. What about, have we done any fish yet?
Fish out here.
You got to go to Redondo, probably.
Yeah, I haven't done any like real fresh seafood, but I really love the boiling crab.
Is I go to the Krabby Krab up here.
I go to Krabby Krab.
No. Boiling crab is better.
I thought it was nasty.
No.
I went to Korea. So I went to the one in Koreatown.
Listen. So I've been to the Koreatown one, and like I was hooked from there. But then I went to Burbank, and now I'm spoiled. Like Burbank is better than Koreatown.
Okay, so
for a few reasons. So boiling crab in Burbank actually has parking. And they have free parking, so that's always
that's fun. Major too.
And they have alcohol. The one in Koreatown does not have alcohol.
Did you know that?
I was pissed.
Yo, that shit was corny, but I was glad because I only went during lunch. That was kind of like I didn't need a drink.
Yeah,
but.
Like I have gotten so used to going to the Burbank one that I went back to Koreatown and I was trying to get what's that drink they had that I like. I can't remember what the drink was,
Discard that drink.
Beer, maybe it's wine.
Like, it's like, nah, like
that sake beer.
And then it'd be like acai beer.
Yeah. Ooh, can we talk about Korean barbecue?
Yes. Of course. Oh, I mean, I hate it. I lived in Koreatown. It's fucking disgusting. It stinks as fuck. Oh, like, but tell me about it.
Great intro to Korean barbecue. God damn.
Wait, I want to talk about it, but I can't even pronounce the name of the place.
Go ahead. You got it.
They talk very mean.
Listen, this lady, like, my mom came into town last year to visit me, and her Airbnb host was this Korean woman, mm-hmm. and my mom was like, I really want to try Korean barbecue. So she was like, the host like went out with us to Koreatown.
So yeah,
that's very nice.
And she put me onto this place, and now it's like the only spot that I'll go to. I have to.
What street?
Oh, damn it! I don't even know. You know, I've been here for 2 years, and I know places more based off of like
where they at. Like I know how to get there in a car.
Yeah, but it's just like I'm still really bad at street names.
I think a lot of us are now, because I don't know shit. Yeah, I just you gotta to when there. You get off the freeway off Sunset, it's gonna be that second left.
No, I swear to God, I asked somebody today for a dispensary, and then he did it to me like that. I'm like, nobody has a fucking address out here. He's like, okay, go south from this apartment building, go under the bridge. It's a quarter of a mile south.
See, you can't tell me quarter of a mile because I'm
two stores down from the beer place. I'm like, what the fuck? Do you have an address?
How about a name of the place?
Or no. People just tell you. Nah, so if it's across the street from the McDonald's.
Uh-oh, here it is, folks.
Okay. So.
Is there a picture of it?
I have some pictures of it. I can show you. So I'm gonna like butcher this name. It's Hai Jang Chan Korean Barbecue Restaurant.
Wait, Hai Jang Chong.
H A E.
Listen,
Hai Jang Chong.
That's right.
Hi.
So good. So
they should just call it Earl's Koreatown if they want everybody to say it. Hai Jang Chong is what we're gonna say.
I've tried like four other places that like friends have told me like, oh no, you gotta try, and like, no, that's the best.
Yo, okay. And they be 24 hours because I lived out there. This one's open at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
there's one place that's open to, it's 24 hours. I'm like, damn.
And it's the buffet, and I just get like the bulgogi, and I like the fish cakes, like they're so good.
So maybe I need to give them another chance. I just can't get past the whatever that kimchi smell, that fermentation thing just does not smell good to my nostrils.
Nothing in this restaurant smelled bad. The wait really? Is pretty long. It's like, you know what? Like,
I think that's a good sign, though.
Yeah, especially when it's like an ethnic place, and then you see the people, like, you know, when you see a bunch of Korean people waiting in line for it, then it's like,
that's when you know,
like, this is legit. Or, and like, it's black people in there.
That's why I'm telling you about Salsa and B. I'm like, they are salsa outside waiting for the employees to roll up with the keys.
Okay, I'm definitely.
Bitch, open the motherfucking store.
Like, Javier, what's good?
Yeah, right? Trying to get chips and guac.
Hold on, Pedro. Hold on, bro.
You know, let me open first.
It's crazy when you go to like different cultures and you look for signs like, who's eating here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if you go serve Jamaican food, they got to be rude off top and irritated that you want to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how you know this is the spot you need to go.
Yeah. You're like, I feel so welcome. Thank you.
But now chicken and waffles, I've got it all fucked up. I thought Roscoe's was the G. But that 24 thing you said with that sounds great.
Wait, what did I say? 24 chicken. Yeah, I want to check that.
And
out.
That's here in the valley.
It's right. Yep, Laurel Canyon in Ventura.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try that.
Let's go. I know I'm jumping here, but soul food. Have we talked soul food places that you recommend?
No, we have not recommended any soul food places.
Yeah, we haven't. So Annie's Soul Delicious on Fairfax.
Yes, that's the place I was telling you about.
Little Ethiopia, actually off the menu put me on. So that's the thing about off the menu that's like actually good for the restaurant owners is like you're tasting something, and then more than likely, like if you're greedy like me, you're gonna go there and you're already getting something for free, and you're like, oh well, let me get this too.
Yeah.
So like you know, and
so they are really making
it. Yeah, and then it's like, and if you really like it, you're gonna go back.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like off the menu, like people who use that, like restaurant owners. Can y'all please not be stingy? Because if you're nice and like you give people stuff, like, they will come back. And if it's good.
And I'm bringing friends.
And I definitely do because I don't like to eat alone. So
you need to have a 5-star list.
I do. You know what? Oh. I'm saying I do need that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just recently started using the hashtag Maya Eats LA approved.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that.
Because it's like I have the hashtag Maya Eats LA, but like not everything that I post is like super delicious. Yeah. Like everything looks great, but not everything actually is that great. So yeah. I started using that hashtag for like the ones that people want to know, like, oh, what do you actually enjoy? Like, what would you go back for?
Right.
Because sometimes stuff is like just good enough where it's like, okay, like I needed a meal and this was pretty good, but I'm not going to go out my way to like come back here. And I don't necessarily want to say that because I tag locations and businesses. And unless somebody's like really trash, like, you know, I'm not going to really
put them down. You're not actually doing it for the business. You're doing it because us.
You want You're us keeping to it 100. Yeah.
You're almost like keeping it so 100. We need that.
Yeah. You know, if you want to like really get my opinions on the foods, you got to check out my my Yelp page, which that's the link in my bio on Instagram. Because like I keep it 100.
You'd be like, on the Yelp. Yo, it was nasty.
I cannot wait to go home and read her Yelp.
Like, yeah, sometimes like I really go in. And like when I really love something, like, no, but like, no. And it's like because I'm Yelp elite, I never say that when I go places because you're really not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, someone pisses me off or they're rude to me.
Okay.
It's like, okay, I'll start.
Oh, so your Yelp breaks it down a lot more.
Like, yeah. And then like a lot of times the business owners, you know, I know they must hate. Like Yelp.
They got
but
to.
Like, they'll message me. Like I've gotten like gift cards to multiple places. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, like I got one to the Lobster in Santa Monica because
is that where the crab was
I
wanna
go
in
there. Tell me, did you eat at the
Lobster? Yeah, about
what happened? Tell me about the Lobster.
Times. So the first time that I went, it was
Hold up, seriously, straight up. Can I get your number? Because then when my dude be like, where you wanna go eat? I'm one of those annoying chicks that be like, I don't know.
I know.
Now you're gonna be like,
also,
you got
this.
Yeah, now I got a list.
Instagram
I'm like, so what city do you wanna take me to?
Especially because like my Eats LA, like my stuff is like all over the city.
Yeah, so that's what I like though.
Yes, yeah, people like, need to get out in the valley LA. Or like Baldwin Hills or downtown. No, it's like really spread out. But as far as the Lobster goes, it's a really nice location. You got to pay for parking. But like, okay, so the first time I went, it was with my ex, and I got the filet
Fuck
mignon.
Him. Yeah.
This is when he was like trying to like win me back.
Yeah.
And so I went and I got filet mignon
Hashtag
and lobster.
Fuck him.
You sure did get filet mignon.
And drinks. I got everything, right? But like, so here was my first mistake. I ordered the filet mignon. I'm not that used to it.
Yeah.
And like at the time, I'm kind of embarrassed.
How do
to
you
this.
Order it?
Yeah,
is it medium well?
I ordered it well done.
Yeah.
No.
I know. I don't
do
that
ever got to
Listen,
I don't do that anymore.
Like
that.
Anymore.
All right.
I like
stop.
I like the blood.
They gave me my shit like charred.
Like, oh,
it was just like
it was a barbecue, motherfucker.
Beef jerky.
Exactly. So they did that. But I want to hear something funny. So my ex, like, he's just like super greedy, like big, like football build, and I love him. I'm not slandering him. Like I have much respect for him. So like, chill
love
out.
You. Shout out to who you know are.
Love you.
But like he was like tearing up the bread. And the first time that the waiter like kind of noticed, like she kind of like it's like a little fancy sit down place that like, had the cloth. She like she went like this and like for you guys that can't see or whatever, she like flipped it so that it was like covered. And she was like, you know, like why don't you save your appetite for like your meal?
Oh,
and she said it kind of with an attitude. He was like, nah, like
bitch,
actually like bring me some more.
Business.
So like I got on Yelp and I complained about the fact that because I asked for it well done, they punished me and they burnt my shit.
Yeah.
And the waiter was very shamey.
How you gonna put me on timeout on my motherfucking biscuits,
exactly.
Bitch? Did you bake these?
And the waiter was very shamey on the bread. And it was just like, damn, bitch, do you
you're
want
to fat enough. Like what the fuck? Give me the motherfucking bread.
Like, you know, you're gonna like you're not gonna have an appetite. Like, mind your business.
Wow.
And so yeah, so I complained and then the owner reached back out to me. And,
that was selfish. She was trying to make sure you ordered more because then she gets a percentage of what you order.
Probably,
but like, no, bitch, you don't. You got to say it in the inside. Like, damn, I hope they don't fill up on that bread.
Yeah, it was.
And then she closed
deal.
It like, mom.
Like, we were still ordering like mad stuff. Like, don't worry, we're greedy. We're gonna order it
and
all.
I'm gonna tip you well.
Exactly.
We're not those black people. We're gonna tip you well.
You gotta break stereotypes.
Yes.
Exactly. And so, yeah, I got a $50 gift card for that.
Damn.
$50?
Yeah, but it was an expensive place.
Yeah, so,
that really ain't shit.
So it was just like, so you know what? With that $50 gift card, I went during the happy
okay,
hour.
Okay, so I'm going to go to
I went
Yelp,
back when we had already
and
prepared,
I'm going to
so
put some poor reviews down on
I need to come up with my
places.
Own bar shit.
But, like, I've gotten it for, like, there's a pizza place out here. It's real cute sit down, well, not really sit down, because you like you stand up to order, but then they like bring it to you.
On Ventura?
Here on Ventura.
On that way?
Yeah. Damn, and I By can't the mall? Remember the name. No, it's past the mall.
Oh, okay. That's almost Encino.
I'm trying to think of it right now, because we've gotten it a few times at the office. We've ordered it.
Oh, have I had it there, too, when you guys brought ordered pizza?
Probably.
And then the guy had to go back, because you got some, it was so good, he went, you guys needed ordered more pizza? Was that
Get
that?
Out!
Not that
you
place,
had a pizza that. Place that was so good, you ordered again?
It wasn't that
good. It wasn't that good. I didn't think it was that either.
I was like, they fucked up.
I was like, they bugging up there.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you get yourself to Yelp Elite status and then you complain, Damn. almost every business owner will give you, will apologize, will give you some type of voucher, a gift card,
See?
Something.
I we are am not, missing out.
We're
okay,
not.
So
I was about to say we are not living our lives.
But like, even if you're not elite, check in on Yelp, and most of the time they have check-in specials.
Well, I know. Like, I'm like, get fuck, free stuff. Really?
Like, and it's not even just for food. Like, you could get like percentages off at like the nail salon.
Okay, that's it.
Fuck that. Everywhere I go, I'm Yelp. Shout out to Yelp.
Yeah, no, they really have. Like,
well, shout out to our Caucasian brothers and sisters have been on Yelp.
I took my boyfriend with me to one of the Yelp Elite events. And when he got there, he was like, oh, this looks like a room full of snitches.
Can I speak to your manager,
On
please?
That note, we have 30 seconds left in the show.
Oh Maya, tell them See? To follow you See? Again. I know, it was so much fun. But again, tell them how to find you or check okay. you out. Websites and all that.
Instagram, Maya Eats LA, MayaEatsLA.
You can look at all of our pages. We follow her, trust.
Yeah. So still new, still starting up. But yeah, and then code Maya with off the menu, $10 for your first month. It's yes. a hookup, for real.
She's going to tell you all the dope
this was
places
excellent.
To eat at.
I learned so much.
Me too. I'm so excited. Well, you Thank you, Maya, for coming by.
Thank you.
And well, this has so been lovely. Another fabulous edition of Wasted on Wednesday.
Fabulous, darling.
I'm Casey. Darling. She is...
Big Tay.
And we're out. We're about to go get wasted again.
I'm hungry.
Thank you, Maya. Appreciate it. Love you.
Love
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine only on LA Talk Radio.